Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are finishing up in our time in Hebrews 10, verses 21 through 39. In the Voice translation, it says this: Since we have a great high priest who presides over the house of God, let us draw near with true hearts full of faith, with hearts rinsed clean of any evil conscience, and with bodies cleansed with pure water. Let us hold strong to the confession of our hope, never wavering, since the one who promised it to us is faithful. Let us consider how to inspire each other to greater love and to righteous deeds, not forgetting to gather as a community, as some have forgotten, but encouraging each other, especially as the day of his return approaches. Now, if we willfully persist in sin after receiving such knowledge of the truth, then there is no sacrifice left for those sins, only the fearful prospect of judgment and a fierce fire that will consume God's adversaries. Remember that those who depart from the law of Moses are put to death without mercy based on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Just think how much more severe the punishment will be for those who have turned their backs on the Son of God, trampled on the blood of the covenant by which he made them holy, and outraged the Spirit of grace with their contempt. For we know that the God who said, "Vengeance belongs to me, I will repay," also said, "The Eternal One will judge his people." It is truly a frightening thing to be on the wrong side of the living God. Instead, think back to the days after you were first enlightened and understood who Jesus was, when you endured all sorts of suffering in the name of the Lord, when people held you up for public scorn and ridicule, or when they abused your partners and companions in the faith. Remember how you had compassion for those in prison and how you cheerfully accepted the seizure of your possessions, knowing that you have a far greater and more enduring possession. Remember this and do not abandon your confidence, which will lead to rich rewards. Simply endure, for when you have done as God requires of you, you will receive the promise. As the prophet Habakkuk said, "In a little while, only a little longer, the one who is coming will come without delay. But my righteous one must live by faith. For if he gives up his commitment, my soul will have no pleasure in him." My friends, we are not those who give up hope and so are lost, but we are of the company of those who live by faith and so are saved. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what a plethora of promises in this particular passage. I thank you so much for that. We want to have the strength to draw near to you. And Lord, we want to have faith in you. We want to trust that you are who you say you are and you do what you say you will do. Help us to have those kinds of hearts full of faith, rinsed clean of our evil conscience, and we could be cleansed with pure water by the washing of your word. Lord, help us to hold strong to the confession of our hope, that we would not waver. You who promised all these things to us are faithful. And Lord, I do pray that you would help us figure out how to love the people in our lives toward faith and toward good deeds. Lord, forgive us for forsaking spending time with other believers. Lord, I know that for me, especially over last year and in 2020, it was rough on my faith not to have other Christians around. I'm grateful I happen to be married and I live with a Christian, so that helps so much. But I miss the body of Christ. And Lord, as this pandemic hopefully comes to a close, help us not to stay in the pattern we had where we just don't hang out with people anymore. Instead, Lord, help us to long for community and help us to be a good community member by loving the people in our lives and experiencing you as we interact with them. Lord, I pray for perseverance for the one who's enduring through trial right now. It feels like trial upon trial upon trial. And Lord, I pray for strength. I pray that they would know this week that you see them and you're walking alongside them. I pray you'd bring other people in the body of Christ to bring encouragement to my friends who are struggling. Lord, help them to know that you walk alongside. Lord, I thank you so much that what you basically require of us is just to have faith in your name, to have faith in your power, to have faith that you will do what you say you will do. And so, Lord, help us to exercise that kind of faith today, to trust you, even when we can't see it, to trust you for outcomes when the outcome looks grim, when the outcome seems grim. Lord, thank you for the fact that you are on the throne, and we choose today to take ourselves off our own personal throne. And Lord, we don't want to worship ourselves. We want to worship you. So help us to do that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you. If you want to be prayed for, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray. And on the first Sunday of every month, I will pray for you live. So if you want that to happen, I will do that for you. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I know I just said that, but I'm really humbled, and I really do consider this a holy privilege to pray for you. So thank you for putting yourself in the position of being prayed for. And I do pray that these prayers make a difference in your life and encourage you to keep moving on in your faith.